Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about not leaving it too late to go do the things you really want to go do.
So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hey everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today. So just off to pick up the little one. Yes, I know I look like I've been on Ice Station Zebra with my ultra warm and white parka. I'm not going skiing, I'm off to pick up the little one and it's raining rather heavy. In fact, our basement's flooded out. Anyway, let's talk about this. So I got home from Spain and my wife, unbeknownst to me, has booked us a couple of days in Ibiza with the little ones, a nice family holiday, and for all three of us, it's like 250 quid for flights, 250 quid to stay there, it's about 500 quid. And, you know, I've been going around the house the last couple of days since I got back singing "We're Going to Ibiza" by the Venga Boys, which is very funny. And my wife showed the little one who's seven the Venga Boys Ibiza video, which is also very funny. So it's put a real spring in my step. It's made me very happy. In fact, quite arguably, got the best wife on the planet. So, very happy about that. But then it got me kind of thinking as I was getting into the car, what am I going to talk about in this podcast session? And it's like, you know, I've been singing all day. I've been singing that song, driving myself insane with it. Stupid song. But every time I went to Ibiza on a plane with the lads, which we used to do an awful lot in our 20s, you know what it's like when you're in your 20s and you're out on the pool and you're going to Ibiza and you're going to Pasha and you're trying to get on a guest list and all that stuff. You don't remember those days, right? And if you don't remember those days, or if you're too young for that, you've got all that joy to come. Wonderful times, Club 1830, such fun times, such drunken times, lots and lots of fun. And whilst the next holiday won't be like that, it got me thinking about, you know, like when we were trying to do something, like it's our intention to do something, to book that holiday, to go to a place that you've never been before, to go to the Bahamas or the Seychelles or to Beijing to see the Great Wall or Egypt and see the pyramids or even just a weekend away in Ibiza, and you never do it. And obviously in the last 2 years, one of the reasons you've never done it is because of a pandemic. But I mean, we're still in a pandemic, but you can travel and still people are not travelling. And I kind of get why people are not travelling as well. But I also think that if you don't do it, you know, you blink and 10 years' time has gone. Like, it's like time travel without all the fun bits, right? Time travelling into the future. You blink, you're 25, you're going to Ibiza, you're out on the piss with the lads. You're having loads of fun, and you blink, 25 years has gone past, turned 50 this year, and it's like, where did that time go? And I think what I'm saying is, and remember we said this before, all coaching is self-coaching, all podcasting is self-coaching as well, by the way. And what I'm really saying is that if you get an opportunity to go do something, you should go do it. And if you've not got an opportunity yet, find a way, whatever that takes, find a way to make that happen. You know what, when we moved out here to Spain, there were a million and one reasons that really stopped us moving out to Spain. And we didn't listen to a goddamn one of them. We packed up our stuff, we're in a dire situation with the kids and family court. If you've ever been in family court as a male, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It might as well just not bother, right? Because you're guilty of whatever the mum says. Regardless of evidence or anything like that, you're just a schmuck. In the eyes of family courts, men, you know, you're just a schmuck, effectively. So, at the time, we were having a hard time, and it really helped us make that decision. And maybe if it wasn't for that, maybe we might not have made the move. And having made the move, we're coming up to almost 10 years, I guess, 8 or 9 years, it has been absolutely the best thing we could have ever done. But I understand how hard it is sometimes to book stuff in because you've got... I mean, I was having a conversation today about energy prices. One person went up from £300 to £900 a month and that is literally more than their mortgage. And it is, it's more than a mortgage. Energy bills. And I get why, you know, spending 500 quid for a weekend in Ibiza, you're like, I'm not doing that. I totally get it. But again, you see, what happens is 25 years go past, you blink, and it's gone. And you've missed that opportunity. And all these opportunities. So we did a podcast last month, and it was about how many summers have you got left? And, you know, he's 54. I was talking about with my mate Dave, he's 54. And he's like, usable summers, he's maybe got 20. Maybe 16. He wants to climb Mont Blanc. He's not doing that when he's 70. So how many years? He's got a window of opportunity, is what we're saying. And then I read something else on Twitter, and it was about this guy's dad. And he said, oh, how often do you see your dad? And he said, oh, I see him once a year. And he goes, okay, how old is he? 75. Okay, you're going to see him 9 more times. Like, average age of a male is what, 84? You're going to see him 9 more times. That's pretty shocking. My dad's 83. I keep saying he's 84, I keep getting into trouble with him for it. He's 83. How many more times do you think I'm going to get to see him? Maybe I've had my last time. We just don't know who's next in the queue, do we? And, you know, when I was in the UK, I went to visit a friend of mine who's in hospital, and she's 58, and she's not in hospital, she's in St. Gemma's. And if you don't know what St. Gemma's is, it's a hospice. If you don't know what a hospice is, it's where you go to die, effectively. There's nothing that they can do for you. They'll give you a couple of months, you go to a hospice, it's run by charity, it's a very nice place, end of life care. 58. You won't even get into 84. And like we say, we don't know how long you or I have got. And we go, well, you know, one of the reasons we got into property is that people say, oh, well, when I retire, I'm going to travel the world. And I'm like, dude, why wait until you retire? You might be dead by then. And obviously, the last 2 years, no one's travelled anyway. So we've missed 2 years of travelling or experiences, shall we say. You don't have to travel overseas. That might not be your thing. It could be whitewater rafting. And you keep wanting to book it in, you never book it in, and then you get to 50 and 60 and 70, and there's always a reason not to do it, and then bang, you're gone. And so this podcast isn't the most a positive, optimistic of podcasts. But it's about just understanding how long have we got left, and what the hell are you waiting for? Just book the damn thing. Go on holiday. And, you know, we don't pay on credit cards and then pay interest on the holiday. It's not how we do things. We save up in advance and then we put the money on, and we have the money available because we've saved up in advance. That's why we're able to do it. And that is a mechanism that you also need, a strategy that you also need in your life too. Whatever it might be, it might not be holidays. It might be going to see the kids who live in a different country or up north or down south. It might be buying the dream car. You know, we've had podcasts where we talked about the Lambo. Do we buy the Lambo? We can have the Lambo. We can afford the Lambo. But do we really want to buy it? I mean, I'm 50 now. How long am I going to have a Lambo for? And then do I need to buy it now? Because when I'm 55 or 60, well, sort of a 60-year-old drives a Lamborghini. And then actually, do I even want the Lambo anyway? Kind of times have changed. I'm more into getting fit, he says, without getting fit. But life experiences, travelling, being financially free. You know what, if it was a decision between having a Lamborghini or a nice car or a private jet or a yacht versus waking up every morning knowing that all your income is covered and all your costs are covered through property, I would take that one every single time, because the cost is too great to buy the exotic sports car. And how much pleasure does it really give you? I mean, seriously, buy yourself a Porsche 911. Be happy, you know, buy a 15-year-old one, get it cheap, be happy with that, because the, you know, that'll make you 80% happy. What's a Lamborghini going to make you? 90%? An extra 10% for all that money and depreciation? You can't use it every day, and then people spit on you and scratch it and all the rest of it. So it's like, what are you going to do there? So I think then that the answer is you need to start booking this stuff in. Because like I say, we don't know how long we've got left. I don't know. And the people that you're with and your family, now is the time to start booking things in, especially, and I know everybody's situation is different with this, but especially after a pandemic where no one's been able to see anybody, unless you're Boris, of course, and you can do what the hell you want. It doesn't matter. You can have as many parties as you want, really. But now is the time to start booking this stuff, I think, and find a way to pay for it. Find a way to make it work today rather than in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years, because we don't know how long we've got. All right, hope that's useful for you. A bit morose today, wasn't it? It's the weather, it's pouring it down. I went to England, it poured it down. I came back to Spain, which was raining, and now it's raining again. So, just ridiculous. And that's all the water spraying on the car, man. Anyway, look, hope that's useful for you. We'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latto. Have yourself a wicked day, and we'll speak to you soon. Take care. Bye.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.